Τότε είδε φίσος σαν Πολύκαρπ. Επίσης taken from Saint John, ο Ευαγγελίστ. Dearly beloved, whosoever is not yours is not of God, nor is he yours who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not like Cain, who was of the evil one and killed his brother. And wherefore did he kill him? Because his own works were wicked, but his brother's just. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And this we have come to know, his love, that he had laid down his life for us. And we likewise owe to lay down our life for our brethren. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel is taken from St. Matthew. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak it in the light, and what you hear whisper, preach it on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather be afraid of him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and yet no one of them will fall to the ground without your father's leave? But as for you, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. For the words of the most holy gospel of my Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Can take a seat. Well, it's a great feast, St. Polycarp, because he was a disciple of St. John, the evangelist. See? Who converted him to Christianity. Therefore, later he was a bishop of Smyrna. So he was basically brought to the before the proconsul, and he was asked to renounce Christ, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And St. Polycarp answered, this is a famous words of St. Polycarp, from St. Polycarp says, for 86 years I have served him, and he has never grown me. How can I renounce the king who has saved me? So he died. He suffered the martyrdom in the year 155. So this is one of the great examples that we have to follow always, the martyrs. But compared to the eternity, this 86 years is nothing when he's speaking St. Polycarp, reminding us what is waiting for us is the eternal kingdom of God himself. It's an inheritance for his children. So let's focus on the epistle of today. St. John, remember, St. John is a champion of charity, the love of God. The most sacred heart of Jesus, the one who explains our Lord's heart better, the one who knew better his most sacred heart. It's why we say that St. John received the graces of St. Joseph in order to be able to care for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So if someone can teach us to love better the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph and St. John. for the graces that they receive for this purpose. So Saint John, it is said that before he died, when he was 90 something years old, he was asked, Father John, please tell us, as a summary, what we should do to go to heaven. What is the most important to go to heaven? And Saint John answered, love each other as God, our Lord, has loved us. And they said, John, but you always say the same thing. You always repeat the same thing. And Saint John answered, well, because if we do that, it's sufficient, more than sufficient. It's enough to go to heaven and to please our Lord. So this is why this gospel is so important. Saint Polycarp, disciple of Saint John, he laid down his life for our Lord. Charity for us also. So let's analyze the epistle of today. So is he saying that Saint John, that it's not just anyone who does not love his brother? So this is the principle, that whatever we do for our brethren, we do it for our soul, to our Lord. Whatever. It's the teaching of the gospel. That means that if we see in our brother just a human person with the defects and problems and injustice and imprudence and ingratitude that he has done to many and to us, it's a temptation, because it's not the way we should be looking at our brothers. We should see in our brothers our Lord, our Lord's sacrifice to save that person, our Lord's creation, our Lord's virtues and gifts given to that person. So we see, we have to see all the good things that God gave to that person. And especially the crucifixion on the Holy Cross, so that he will be saved one day. So we have to teach the truth, to correct the those who err. We have to pray for those living and the dead, because our Lord died for them. So we have to see in our brothers what they have of God, from God, basically. So this is to love our brothers, to forget about myself, and to see God and the good things of God in my brothers, and therefore to act accordingly to that reality of the faith. And so Saint John continues. From the very beginning, our Lord said we should love one another. Not like Cain, who killed his brother, but he killed his brother because his words were wicked. We remember, the reason why Cain killed Abel was because Abel was giving the best of his fruits to God. And Cain was giving just the leftovers or something, whatever. That was not the best of his cattle. And God despised in his mind Cain's offering. Because the first commandment is to love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our skills and efforts and time. It's not worthy of God, something below his dignity or his perfections. So the best of the best has to be always for God, especially our hearts. No? Therefore, when we deal with our brothers, we have to give the best also, for God's sake. Even Saint Benedict says, many times you cannot give nothing, materially speaking. Well, he said, many times the best gift is a smile. He says, Saint Benedict. So even a smile is a great powerful help to give love and charity towards the others. And so we are obliged to give even our life for our brethren. So even we are obliged also to suffer needs to relieve the needs of our brethren. And for the works of mercy, and the most important work of mercy in this moment is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in second place is the souls of purgatory. It's the two most important intentions of God. And regarding the commandment of fraternal charity. Why the Blessed Virgin Mary is first? Because we know that God loves the Blessed Virgin Mary more than all the saints and angels together. So, and she's co-redemptrix. So she's at Mass, every day at Mass, suffering along with our Lord Jesus Christ, as a martyr, as a queen of martyrs, being the leadership of the queen of all of the saints in suffering along with our Lord, so carrying the cross of our Lord. So she suffered for any one of our sins, even every day. Because remember, the Mass is a reality out of time, which embraces all sins of all times until the end. And Our Lady is present at every Mass, because it's the sacrifice of Calvary. So that means that she has to endure and suffer the crosses caused by our sins and gratitudes. And because God loved her more than anything else, therefore, the most important act of charity, of fraternal charity, is towards the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because what we do for her, we do it for God and the others in the highest possible degree. Because what we do for the Blessed Virgin Mary, we do it at the same time for all the saints and all the needs of the souls in purgatory. Because she is meritrix of all graces. So, because she possesses the most sacred heart of Jesus. So she embraces all the intentions and the sorrows of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means that whatever we do for the Blessed Virgin Mary, we do it in the highest possible degree of in love for God and for the brethren, for the brothers. And souls in purgatory also. Something we don't think enough. Because remember, our Lord said, in the measure you give, you shall receive. So the way to give God the most possible is to give it to the Blessed Virgin Mary, for the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the Blessed Virgin Mary, to relieve, to console, and to repair her immaculate heart. By doing that, we are fulfilling the first commandment. But not only that, but we are using the means that God is using to come to us, which is divine means, which is the maternity of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's divine maternity. It's divine. So we are using divine means to give to God fraternal charity. Basically, we are repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary with the love of God and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's beautiful. This is the highest possible degree of charity because we are using the most perfect means to help our brothers. Because by doing everything for the Blessed Virgin Mary, that means that our actions acquire the greatest possible value, and therefore our brothers and families are helped out in the greatest possible degree. This is exactly what is the consecration to Mary. This is exactly what means the perfect consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. That we give to her everything so as that everything will be perfect, and in the offerings of our Lady to our Lord, by that fraternal charity that we had towards her, by giving to her everything, obeying her, especially by consoling her, because it's impossible to ignore her sorrows, her solitude, while we are loving her. It's like looking at my mother crying and say, "Hi, Mom, I love you, but I do nothing for her tears, to console her, or to care about her tears." Will be like completely off of reality, off, will be, I will not be fulfilling the fourth commandment, which is honor and love and your mother, no? Love and honor your mother. Because if the Blessed Virgin Mary is really suffering and in solitude, I cannot ignore that reality. Therefore, while I try to give everything to her, at the same time I had to console her, to repair her immaculate heart, to be in her company. And therefore I had to quit sin, because sin is precisely what made her to be like that. Unconsolable and crushed and in a martyrdom. We can imagine how much she suffers. So the best we can do for her is precisely to give everything and to quit sin. It's the fraternal charity. So in the same way we do it towards the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have to see in our brothers and sisters the Blessed Virgin Mary as a consequence. So whatever we do to the other, we do it to the Blessed Virgin Mary as a consequence. Because she's the mediatrix of all graces. And God wants to see her in us. Because he does for us what she asks for us. Because she's the mediatrix of all graces. Therefore, she wants us to see in the brothers and sisters the Blessed Virgin Mary. So whatever we do it to our brothers, we do it to the Blessed Virgin Mary, basically. So it's a great hypocrisy to say that we love Mary and we don't love our brothers. It's completely off track. So if we see our brothers suffering in great need, especially of truth and prayers, correction, if we don't do nothing for our brothers, we are not doing nothing for the Blessed Virgin Mary, neither. It's a tremendous reality, it's our faith. So this is what our Lord said, St. John said here, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. Yes, because they hate our Lord, therefore they hate our Lady, therefore they hate us. Therefore, when we see the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord and our brothers, and we do it for the sake of love, we help them out. The world hates that. Hates fraternal charity, supernatural fraternal charity. They preach the opposite, which is selfishness, false liberty, personalism, to be individualism. It's the opposite. So keep what you have. You are great. You are beautiful. You are saved like that. God lovely as you are. Everybody should respect as you are. Nobody should change you or do violence to yourself. It's completely the opposite of the Catholic religion. We do totally the opposite. If you want to be my disciple, deny thyself, take up your cross and follow me. So renounce to do the sacrifice of yourself in order to serve me in my brothers, in your brothers. It's totally the opposite, you see. Vatican II is completely the opposite, the new religion, to the Catholic religion. We cannot go along at all, you know, to this new religion. So he said, St. John, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Look how beautiful. He who does not love abides in death. It's beautiful. Because if we don't love our brothers, means that we don't love God, in the Blessed Virgin Mary. Therefore, we are dead. Therefore, the Holy Ghost and God is not in us. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, because kills our Lord, kills the Blessed Virgin Mary, stops graces, and doesn't help anyone. You see why the modern liberties kills our Lord again and kills our brothers. Especially the new law of abortion. You notice, abortion precisely is that reality. They say, I don't care about God, about my brothers, about society. I care about my body. It's my body. I decide to abort. It's precisely this spirit of the new world. Abortion. ends up in aversion. Selfishness ends up in aversion. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Because if I am selfish, therefore I hate anyone who wants to threaten my own opinion, my own will. Therefore I am selfish. Therefore I am a murderer. Yes. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In this we have come to know his love, that he laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. The final verse of St. John. Beautiful. It's exactly what you notice what religious nuns and monks do. They go out of the world to sacrifice themselves, to crucify themselves for our brothers. They may had life through our prayers and sacrifices. This is religious life, precisely. This is why it's so important to have monasteries and convents. Because this ideal, not only by preaching it, we have to preach it, but besides preaching it, we have to live it to show the world that it's possible. And God is the most beautiful environment of fraternal charity. To love one each other as God has loved us is religious life. So the priest should live like religious. Yes, it's why the priest should have the vow of poverty, at least in spirit, the vow of chastity, and the vow of obedience, because we don't live for ourselves. The priesthood is not for us, and the religious life is for you. Something really, really beautiful. So let's pray that we might have more religious, more nuns, more monks, so that we may have more priests. It's not the other way around, because the sacrifice starts in giving up oneself. If we don't have souls that the Blessed Virgin Mary living in us, it's impossible to have a priest, because she's the mediatress of all graces. If we don't start by living, denying ourselves and living for the Blessed Virgin Mary through the serving the brothers and loving the brothers, therefore she is not going to live on earth, and she will not be get priest for God, for Christ. Because there is no the holiness of Mary in us, living in us. It should be clear, but this is not understood nowadays. It's not understood. By our sanctification is how we beget children for God. It's how we sanctify our families, by sanctifying ourselves. By the sacrifice of our life, by seeing Christ in the others, is how we save the souls of our families. Giving is how we receive. This is the most important concept in life. So we ask this grace to Our Lady, St. Joseph, and St. Polycarp, and Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.